Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to our new show, Psychic Readings Monday Night, with Lennis and Miss Nina here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. The time right now is 6:01 on the West Coast and about 9:01 on the East Coast. Well, thank you again, everybody from around the world or in the chat room or on the phone for joining the show tonight. We're so glad that you're here. The show phone number is 646-727-2914. That's 646-727-2914. One question per caller, please, so everyone gets an opportunity, you know. Okay, we appreciate that. You're always welcome to call back into the show with a second question. The chat room is open. Your moderator is Miss Nina, and time to time, we'll have other guest psychics joining the show to share their experiences and gifts. Now, if you would like a private reading and more in-depth information, you can reach us at the website, www.theessenceofsuccess.net. That's theessenceofsuccess.net, Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. And we can accommodate your time on the East Coast, so spread the word. Tell your family and friends about our show every Sunday and Monday night. Yes, we still will have Sunday show at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, but we've added Monday night. So without further ado, let me bring in our co-host and manager of the Essence of Success Radio Network, Miss Nina.
Well, good evening, everyone, and welcome to our new edition of Psychic Readings. I hope you'll enjoy the show. I have a couple of announcements. I want to wish happy birthday to my brother and sister, Marion and Mike. Happy birthday, happy 55th birthday tomorrow. They're the babies of the family. Yeah, babies of the family. They don't want any more. And happy anniversary to my mother and father-in-law in heaven. Yeah, I think it would be 62nd anniversary on the 10th, which is Thursday. Other than that, happy Mother's Day to all of you for next Sunday, myself included.
Oh, yes. Happy Mother's Day to you, Nina, too, and all the callers and the people in the chat room and around the world. I almost forgot, and I needed to say this, that Nina and I will be gone for Mother's Day. I'll be on vacation, and I believe Nina will probably be out of town, too. But we will be back the following Sunday on the 20th. Next Monday, that's when I'm coming back, so I'm not for sure if Nina and I both will be available next Monday night. We'll just have to play it by ear and see, you know, if we're both back by then. Also, on Sunday's show, if you missed it yesterday, we started the ninth caller again for the month of May because it is Mother's Day and Memorial Day. So every ninth caller receives a one-hour free reading. Okay, well,
that reminds me, on Memorial Day weekend, which is our long weekend up here too as well, we won't be doing the show that Monday.
Oh, that's right. That's right. We sure won't. We sure won't.
Yep.
We'll be gone then too.
Yep.
What is that, Monday? Yeah, because Sunday will just be a regular day. Monday's a holiday, correct? Yeah.
Yeah.
For Monday night. Okay.
I don't have any other announcements. Do you have any, Lennis?
Oh, yes, yes. Our highlights for the month of May, the new moon is the 15th and the full moon is the 29th. That's new moon 5/15, full moon 5/29. Mother's Day is 5/13. Memorial Day is 5/28. The May horoscope readings are up on our website. Go to readings, at the top of the page, and the theme this month is blessings. Also, you'll find the second half of the year predictions is also on the reading page. Okay, so I think that's it, and I can do a quick prayer, and we can start the calls. How about that?
Sounds good.
All righty. Our highest good is now manifesting in every aspect of our lives. We are filled with love, health, joy, and prosperity. The world is blessed with peace and harmony. We are all one with the higher power and the universe, so be it. Okay, that was it. Short prayer. All right, we ready, Miss Nina?
We are.
Okay. Our first caller and welcome to the show is area code 551. And who's this?
Hi, this is Tanisha.
I'm sorry, this is who?
Tanisha.
Neeson? Spell
Tanisha.
It for me. Oh, Tanisha. Oh, okay. Now I can hear you. All I heard was Nissan. Okay, Tanisha. Well, good evening, I should say. Not good afternoon. I'm acting like it's Sunday. Good evening, Tanisha, and welcome to the show. What can we answer for you this evening, young lady?
Okay. I am calling about a situation that occurred. I wanted to know if you were able to see if the rental car that I had, was it damaged before I got it at the roof, or did someone I know do the damage to the top of the car?
Whoever you lent the car to.
Okay, so it was, so because I wasn't sure if it was my ex-boyfriend when he got upset and angry at me.
Yep.
Oh, wow.
You're correct.
He did it? Like,
yep.
Did he? Because we got into a domestic thing, but I wasn't sure if it happened that night or if he came back a separate day.
I didn't get a time frame, but I got, yes, he did it. Did you get anything different, Miss Nina?
No, I got, yes, he did it as well.
Yeah, very profound, yes. Like, there ain't no doubt.
Yeah.
I mean, it's
not
funny.
Oh, my
gosh, funny,
I feel
but
so bad. I cussed the people out at the rental car place thinking that they were trying to give me a car that I thought it was already there. But, okay, so he did it. I wasn't sure because I know.
See,
one night
you should have called us first, girl.
Yeah. No, I just was so, like, caught off guard. I didn't even know someone would hit the top of the roof of the car because that night I didn't see him do it. So he had to go another time and did it while I was parked outside.
Yeah. Wow. But he did it, and
okay.
He was angry when he did it. So, yeah. Childish.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Okay. Wow.
All right.
Okay.
Well, now you know the truth. You got the rest of the story. You're welcome, Tanisha. Have a good rest of the week, honey. Thanks for calling. Okay. Area code 480. You're on the air with Lennis and Miss Nina. Who's this?
Hi, ladies. This is Mike.
Hi, Mike. How are you doing, young man?
Doing well. Hey, quick question. I was thinking of moving to Vegas end of summer, and I'm looking to push it up into the next 4 to 6 weeks, and I was curious kind of how you feel about that.
You're going to move up the timeline now between 4 and 6 weeks, is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Am I correct? Okay, and you want to know
yes,
if that's
correct.
A good thing. I felt 6 weeks was not earlier than 6 weeks.
Okay, so that.
Let's see. In fact, even my 7th, I'm seeing 7, like maybe one more week, not 6. Make it the 7th week you move. I think you'll be okay then.
Sure.
Yeah, wait that 7th week. Go ahead, Nina.
The angels are telling me make sure you have air conditioning.
Right. Oh, yeah, of course.
They're being a little...
Yeah, that's right, huh? Because Vegas and Arizona, boy, they're like crispy critters temperature.
Oh, for sure. No, I'm familiar with it in some sense where, you know, in living in Phoenix and stuff like that, but Vegas is a little cooler.
Okay. So you're already aware and
oh yeah, that's...
complimenting yourself.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Well, move the 7th week and you should be fine. I see money signs, a money symbol sign, so you should be fine the 7th week.
Oh, good. And plus, too, I mean, money signs, because I'm going to be saving a ton in rent.
Well, the things will go well. Whatever money transition is going on, it's going to be good. I don't see so much money coming in as much as whatever that you have to deal with in money in this transition, it will go well.
Perfect.
Yeah,
perfect.
It'll go well for you.
Good to hear.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
All right, congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Okay, thanks for calling.
All right, well, have a safe trip.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Okay, bye now. Okay, next caller. Area code 469, you're on the air with Linus and Miss Nina. Who's this?
Hi, this is Lysandra.
Hi, Sandra. Hello. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Terrific. How can we help you tonight?
I was calling because I teach right now, but I'm trying to branch out on my own and, you know, start doing, like, child care. And I've been, you know, doing some advertising and everything. So far I have, like, 2 kids that I'm not 100% sure because people change their minds. But I have two kids so far, and I'm not supposed to start until June the 4th with doing this from home. So I'm trying to see, how do you see this working out for me, and do you see me getting more kids?
Well, you know what? I'm going to turn this over to Ms. Nina because she's a professional in that field. So I'll give this question to her.
Okay. Did you say you were a teacher?
Yes, I am currently at an elementary school.
Okay. Yeah, I don't see there being any problem for you.
Okay. So do you see me getting more kids? Because right now it's only looking like 2 starting in June when school get out. And
well, how many children are you allowed in your state?
It depends on, you know, your licensure and everything. Like, it's like a 4-to-1 ratio, if I'm not mistaken. But I'm trying to get starting off with just 4.
Yeah, I don't see any problem with you having 4.
Okay.
Lennis, how about you?
Oh, I didn't see any problem. I'm just listening to you two because I know you're a professional. You know more about that particular type of job and avenue than I do. So I'm listening and learning.
Yeah. I have personally been in child care for over 40 years, so I know a lot about it.
Okay. So do you see me? Eventually, once I get something bigger, then I will, you know, hire somebody to help. But starting off, I just want to see how it's going to work out for me. And depending on how well I do, then I'm not going to return back to the public school system.
Yeah. You know, of course, that childcare is very iffy. It's an up and down job.
Right.
You know, some years you have a waiting list, and other years you don't have enough kids to feed your family.
Right. Right.
It's a tough one to get into. And if you have teaching in your background, I don't know if I'd give that up. And I'm being honest with you.
Yeah. I just don't want to work for, you know, the public schools anymore. And I always keep a secondary job. You know, I don't just have one income coming in, even as a teacher. I always have, you know, something else that I'm always doing. So, so I wouldn't just be, you know, just solely relying on this money as my, you know, income.
Yeah.
But the only way that I can do this is, you know, the only way that I can give this a try is if I, you know, make that sacrifice and give up teaching, because it requires my attention in the daytime.
Well, of course, yes. Yes. Well, I see you doing okay at it. Make sure that your first aid and all that stuff is current, and you should have no problems.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Wish you the very best there.
All right,
Sandra. Thank you for calling. Have a wonderful week. Bye-bye. You're listening to Monday Psychic Readings with Linus and Miss Nina here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. That phone number is 646-727-2914. That's 646-727-2914. Now, don't forget the chat room is open and Miss Nina is moderating. And we've got some lines open, so y'all call on in. We are available. Area code 203, you're on the air with Linus and Miss Nina. Who's this?
Hi, this is Victoria.
Ooh, spell that. I don't even want to mess your name up.
It's V-I-T-T-O-R-I-A.
Oh, Victoria. Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty. Okay. So what
Thank
can
you.
We, and welcome to the show, and what
Thank
can
you.
We answer for you today, Miss Victoria?
Just wondering, I was questioning regarding my love life. What do you see with me and a man named Kyle in the future, moving forward?
Okay, stop right there because we don't need his last name. Why do I get he's like a plastic man? He stretches and he comes back. He stretches and he comes back. Huh. Interesting. Never saw that before. I don't want to say bendable. Amendable? Huh. Does he seem distant sometime, or that you have to challenge him to get communication going?
Yes.
Okay, I mean like almost pulling hen's teeth. He'll eventually talk, but you have to drag it out of him.
Mm-hmm.
And then other times I can see that he can be quite flirty and social and talkative. It's almost like he borders between introvert and extrovert. You know,
mm-hmm.
he's like shy sometime, and then other times he can be outgoing. He picks
mm-hmm.
and chooses his desire to be that way. But I'm not understanding why I see him as plastic. It's like his arms and legs go, they're showing me goes way out. I mean, he stretches way out, and then, boop, it snaps back like a rubber band. So I don't understand that. It's like, well, what, does he give his all, his spirit, his mind, his body, and then he withdraws it if he feels, you know, like a crab or a cancer, you know how they'll hide in the shell? Does he go, you know, if his feelings get hurt, does he, you know, go introverted.
I could possibly see that because he was he got out of a really bad relationship like a little over a year ago. And he is like a really kind and giving person. And I think when you said that, it kind of made me think of that.
Okay.
Like, you know,
So he can expand his personality to encompass most things. But he also is a little shy and withdrawn because he doesn't want to get hurt. Okay, now I understand it. Okay, that explains a lot. Okay, now let's get to you and him. Yes, he's very much interested in you. Little day by day, day by day, you got to be patient with him. Understanding that, you know, he got out of the other relationship, so for a minute he was vulnerable, and now he's reflecting, you know, really looking at what mm-hmm. he wants out of life and what he wants for himself. So that way in the relationship, that's why I'm saying like day by day, but mm-hmm. yeah, pursue it. I mean, I'm not picking up anything mm-hmm. bad. Are you, Nina?
No, I'm not picking up anything bad at all. In fact, when you first said his name, I saw wedding bells.
Oh.
Ooh.
You're not the first to tell me that.
That's exactly what I saw was wedding bells. So take it or leave it. That's what I saw.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, I've been trying to be very patient and understanding. It's just that communication piece. Like, I mean, I haven't seen him since February. And, like, so I don't know. I don't know. When do you see, like, when he's going to come forward or any insight of what I should, like, do?
Tell me what sign he is. What sign is he?
You
know when his birthday is?
Yes. Yeah. One second. Gemini.
Yeah, I just need the month and the day. I don't care about the year.
Yeah, he's a Gemini. His birthday is like June 9th, I think. Or June. It's the beginning of June. But he's definitely a Gemini.
Yeah,
yeah, okay. Gemini.
No, that's what I was thinking too. Like, okay. The sign of the twins. Let's see which one does Victoria. I mean, let's see which one. Oh, that's why the withdrawal and going back. He's got to be sure. So if there is wedding bells, it's because he's assured that you're the one that's replacing that void in his life, and he feels assured about that. Okay, yeah. And what sign are you?
I'm Cancer.
So you're very nurturing. Is Gemini and Cancer air signs? God, I can't believe that I'm brain fart on this.
I think he's an air sign. I think I'm
air sign. Gemini is. Okay.
I think.
Okay.
I
water
think
goes. Air goes over water. Okay. I have to get it. See it in my. Visualize it in my head. Okay. Go ahead.
Yeah. Give him time because he's kind of wishy-washy right now. But give him time.
Mm-hmm.
He will. It will happen. But you just, patience. That's it. Patience.
What do you think he's like wishy?
Because he was so hurt before.
Before, yeah.
Do you think he questions me?
No.
Uh-huh. Nothing to do with you, honey.
No,
okay.
Nothing to do with you. No.
No, it's not you.
Mm-mm. But you know why, Nina? That's why I saw him expanding, like he's just all-encompassing, but then he withdraws. Yeah. That's that Gemini, because it's two twins. So one is very giving, and the other one is reluctant and shy, you know, or kind of reserved. And so right now she's dealing with the one that's reluctant and shy with that side because of the hurt. Yeah.
Yeah.
I understand that. Yeah. All right, Victoria.
Should I like kind of not really do too much reaching out, I feel, or just like let him come to me? Like what's best?
Reach out half of the time. Make him reach out the rest.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I was going to say yes, so that he knows that you are truly interested, because he does like you. And if it's going to lead to a wedding, then yeah, you want to reach out to him. Mm-hmm. But like she said, after that, then let him start reaching out to you. You know, you're making the effort and putting the what they say, the olive tree branch out there. And so, okay, now it's up to you, buddy.
Okay.
Yeah, but not after one call now. I mean, you know, we're saying, mm-hmm. you know, do it for, you know, a little bit at least, you know,
mm-hmm.
three or four calls.
Okay.
And then, you know, tell him, okay, it's up to you now. I'm trying.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. So you don't think like being like stern about things would be helpful?
Depends what you're being stern about.
Like, for example, like, you know, we haven't seen each other since February. So like, you know, just kind of like, you know, can we hang out soon? It's been a while, you know.
Oh, yeah, definitely. If you haven't talked in February, somebody needs a kick in the butt.
Yeah, I mean, we've spoken barely, but, like, haven't hung out, and I don't know why. I think every time he sees me, he, like, falls more, and we get closer, and maybe he's, like, scared of that.
A little scared, yeah, yeah.
Because he actually... Every time I see him, he brings up, like, getting married and children and moving in. He's brought that up, like.
Well, you know what, darling? Get off the phone and call him.
Well, there you go. There you go, Victoria. All righty, then. And we're going to move on to the other callers.
All right. Thank
Let
you.
Us know how it goes, Victoria. We're wishing you
I
the
will.
Very best. So just be patient with him, honey. You too will be okay. You will. All right.
Okay.
Well, have
thanks.
A good week, and thanks for calling.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. Come on. Sign off. It's not going off. There we go. All right. Next caller is area code 770. You're on the air with Linus and Miss Nina. Who's this?
Shanika.
Hi, Shamika or Shanika?
Shanika.
Oh, Shanika. Oh, you called yesterday.
Yes.
Yeah. What's up, girl?
I had a question. When do you see, I guess, the wedding happening, like the time frame?
Okay. And who was your friend? Oh, Shanika. The lady, right? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, I
mm-hmm.
did see that. Yep, you guys are.
Mm-hmm.
November, no later than December. It ain't going to be long.
Okay. This year?
Yeah, November, no later than December. Yep. And
would
you know
I have
what?
To be the You're... one?
No. You're going to have to get it together, yeah, you know, for the wedding and stuff, but no. No.
Okay. Would I have to be the one to propose, or she will propose?
No,
or?
She'll propose to you, yeah. And it'll be
oh,
a mutual
okay.
thing because you both will feel it's time. You know
mm-hmm.
what I'm saying? You both will feel it's time. So whoever asks, it really doesn't matter because you both will feel
mm-hmm.
like, yeah, it's time. Let's do this. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I was just saying as far as the preparations, you know, getting it together and decoration and all that is on you, but
mm-hmm.
the
mm-hmm.
rest of it is okay. But, yeah, November, I would say before December 31st, it's a done deal.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, it's a done
wow.
deal. Mm-hmm. But I also
this
just
year.
Saw this, too. The angel said your mom's going to come around.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, so things have a way of working out for the best. You know, it just kind of takes time and understanding,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Mm-hmm.
But
so would it
yeah,
be kind of private, like a private ceremony?
Yeah, in fact, I see it in a house, but not a home. It looks more like a mansion, you know, like a special
mm-hmm.
place where they would have events,
mm-hmm.
you know. Yeah, like it'd be the Shanika Mansion or something like that. But yeah, but I see it happening there. And you got a nice crowd. I see about 40 or 50 people. You got a nice crowd.
Okay.
Yep, a nice crowd. But, yeah, it's a more of a private venue, but it's classy.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this place
mm-hmm.
is like, that's why I said it's, I say a house, but it's more a mansion, but they have different events there because it's so classy and beautiful. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And don't forget to send my invitation, too, when it's that time.
Huh? I want. And you see it happening this year.
Yes. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. That's why I said before December 31st, it's a done deal.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so, yeah. I think around November, I don't know why I see Thanksgiving as being a really happy time for you.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not, I don't know if it's a proposal or what, but I just see it's a really happy time. It's like you really enjoy Thanksgiving this year. So
mm-hmm.
I'm sure you'll be thankful for a lot of things like we all are, but maybe it'll be extra special. Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, so. Miss Nina, what you see from a girl?
Yeah, I'm seeing the same thing. Wonderful wedding. It looks very beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Very, very beautiful.
That's what I saw, too. That's why I said it's in this kind of a mansion-like place. It was just, it was intimate and private, but yet really beautiful,
mm-hmm.
you know. And it was just enough people, because I don't think either one of you want a big, huge crowd, but you want enough people there to celebrate with you, you know, and enjoy. So, yes, you will have that, but, yeah, it was very nice.
You think
very
my mom
nice.
Will be there?
You know, she will.
Mm-hmm.
She's going to surprise you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you, like I told you, no matter what, you still her baby.
Right.
You still her baby. That's why I said don't feel bad if she don't agree at first. You know, we got to give our elders a little time and understanding.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
yeah, that's all. But, yeah, she'd be, that's why I said she'll surprise you.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, thank you.
You're most welcome, girl, and have a wonderful week. And y'all be good.
Okay.
Okay. Bye-bye. Okay, you're listening to Psychic Reading Monday with Linus and Miss Nina here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. The chat room is open, and we've got some lines open now, everybody. So please call in. Tell your family and friends we're on the air tonight from 6 to 7. So we added an extra night. So call all in, 646-727-2914. All righty. Area code 551, you're on the line with Linus and Miss Nina. Who's this?
Hi, this is Tanisha again. I just have a quick question. I got a thought about, like, this thought keeps pressing me about getting this camera. I just bought this camera for blogging. Do you think this is the piece that my angels is trying to show me for the business that I'm running?
Oh, that this camera that you bought will help your business?
Yes. Or, because I got it when I was meditating, the thought.
Yes, because that component will help you to showcase your clients. So, yeah, that's a component that's needed. Yep. Because to showcase your clients, you want a little bit of a portfolio, correct? As you're producing, so you want that picture. So, yes, that's good. Yes.
Okay,
I think that's a good investment.
I wasn't sure if that was just my personal want or if I was just hearing that. And, I wasn't sure what
okay,
that was me.
Let me just tell you something. When you are getting a vision psychically, don't second guess it.
Okay.
That is there for a reason. It's the same thing if you feel danger, don't second guess it. Get the hell out of there.
Okay. So, quick question, because I'm intuitive, and I come across a lot of energy, right? And when I get in contact with this one individual and I sleep next to them, this person, it seems like I'm always trying, I'm gasping for air, trying to... like, I could be on my way to sleep, but then I gasp for air, and it's only around this person, and I panic. Is that a warning, or is that me tapping into that energy, or is that like a danger thing? Because it just crossed my mind when you said that.
It's a danger thing.
It sure is. Warning wheel from Lost in Space. Warning.
That makes sense, because when I was on my way walking into this person's house, a whole bunch of dirt. I had never seen something like this. It was this whole bunch of dirt, like, swarming in a circle, and it hit me on my way walking into the door. I never experienced anything like that. And then later on that night, I always gasp for air, and I'm like, and he always catches me gasp for air. Like, I don't know. I don't know if that was like an energy vampire or if I just really should not go back over there.
You should really not go back over.
No. Yes. Delete.
Okay.
Bad energy, Tanisha. Bad energy.
Really bad?
Yes.
Yep. Okay. All right. No problem. I didn't know what that was. All right. That's all I needed to know, because I was contemplating about deleting his energy. Deleting his number the other day, and I just heard this voice. Like, I don't know why I don't listen. Like, I hear audible voices, and I'm really trying to learn myself, like, as an empath. And I just heard something say, no, not this one. Not this one. But
what
I
it mean to just tell you? Listen.
Yeah.
Don't second guess. Listen to that's your angels or your guides speaking to you. They are warning you ahead of time. And it's not always bad. Sometimes they tell you good things, too, that are getting ready to happen for you. But they're warning you about this gentleman that he is not to be in your presence or your energy or your vibration. He's suffocating you. He just hasn't done it physically.
Yeah, I don't know how many more signals you need. Like, you have dirt flying in your face. You can't breathe. Like,
I know.
You
know what it is? I'd like to give people the chance, because he comes off, but I want to know, like, why? Like, what is it with this individual? Is this, like, is it something, I only ask this, is it for, like, health reasons, or is it, like, I don't know. Like, is it dangerous?
Look,
like, physical,
didn't Jesus,
like,
wait a minute. Tanisha, didn't Jesus go places he never went back, and he gave the good word? But he didn't go back there, did he? All right. Why are you going back? You got an escape route. You know what I mean? Travel in your lane. His ex has already happened. You know that from Can't Breathe. So he done already took an exit. You need to keep on going in your lane and leave that alone. You know, I mean, it's nice to give people an element of the doubt. Sometimes. Not all the time. Listen to your intuition, because it's guiding you. And they're not telling you a lie. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm just so, I don't know. It's that curiosity, but I'm not trying to be the cat.
Yeah.
What is he, a vampire? No, I don't know. He's very attractive.
Delete. That's all you need to know is delete.
Yeah, you don't need anything else.
That's enough. If we tell you to delete somebody and we're telling you no, believe us, because we see what you don't see. You may be intuitive, but me and Nina see deeper. So we're warning you, like, get away from this guy, or it could be detrimental to your life. So now what do you want to do? You done have three warnings.
Well, what about, like, this is all I'm saying, right? The only reason why I'm asking is because we was dating for, like, 3 weeks. So I'm trying to make sure that it's nothing detrimental to my life already.
Mm-hmm. It was three people on crosses, too.
No, I'm just trying to make sure, because
I'm going to tell you.
No, seriously, because I was, you know, dating him for 3 weeks, and we, like, you know, we went on dates, we were intimate, so I'm just making sure that I'm still...
Whoa. Why are you making excuses for this? Why are you... Oh,
no, I'm not.
Okay, then.
No.
We have told you to leave this guy. and in no uncertain terms, and you've had your own sign. Why aren't you listening?
Okay.
Well.
Got it.
Yeah, I hope you got it. Because you could get hurt, honestly.
Amen. Amen. Like they say, everything is gold, don't shine.
Yeah, he was like an old basketball player, and yeah. Okay, I got it.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, so you're going to delete this guy out of your life. You're better than that,
yeah.
Nisha. Come on now.
Yeah.
Think
no,
high of yourself.
I just want to make sure there's nothing wrong with him health-wise.
Regardless, stop making excuses for the dude. He's bad news.
No,
okay.
I'm worried about myself. That's what I'm worried, like in the question without. Am I good health wise? Like that's all I'm saying. We've been like we knew each other for a year, but we just really started recently dating, and I'm just trying to make sure I'm good health wise.
You're fine.
You're fine.
Just get out of the relationship. Your health is fine. Just move on and get out of this relationship.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah. It's fine. Right. It's not working. It's not working the way you wanted it to be, so that's that. Say, Satan,
okay.
Be gone.
All right, baby. Because I've never seen nothing like that. And he got a tattoo on his arm, heaven sent. I'm like, heaven sent for what? War or heaven sent what? Like,
okay. Well, just take our advice under consideration. Okay. Well, have a good day, and we'll talk at you later.
All right. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye. All right. Next call, area code 303. You're on the air with Linus and Miss Nina. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you?
Terrific.
Great. Excellent.
And who's this?
This is Jenny, and I didn't know I was going to get on the air. I didn't think I'd push the one to get in the host queue, but I'm glad I have you on the line, and I love talking to psychics, so I'm trying to think of a question on the fly here. Okay, can I ask about work?
Of course.
Sure you can.
Thank you. Well, I do psychic work. I do past life regressions, hypnotherapy, massage therapy, energy work, emotional healing. I like to dabble in the psychological space, too. And I live in Chattanooga, Tennessee. I lived in Boulder for 5 years. I built my skills hardcore there. I'm from Michigan. I sold my healing center, went to Boulder, got schooled without walking into a classroom, moved to Chattanooga. It's pretty liberal, but there's this, like, pretty popular outdoor, I guess you'd call it a market, like a healthy, like a market, farmers, things, local people. And they've created this mindful Chattanooga section of it, which has mostly healers. And I'm just wondering if you get a yes or a no, or I'm kind of a little too emotionally involved in it. It's easier for another psychic to take a look at it. So I appreciate you. Thank you so much. Would it be worth my time to set up in this market?
Yes, Jenny, it would be. I am also a healer. I have, I'm a Reiki master all the way up to the Karuna level.
Ooh, yes. My sister.
So,
yes,
it would be very beneficial for you to hook up there. You're going to be in contact with a lot of wonderful healers by doing that. There is going to be, I see one or two that you may have to be a little bit leery about, okay?
Okay. I pick up what you lay down. Yeah, I got it.
Yeah. But I see the rest being very beneficial and helping you get established.
I appreciate you. Yes, it will help. And, it's just a little, it's a little southern, still. So I wasn't sure if it would be damaging to kind of come out with the guns out, so to speak, like, hey, I'm just a psychic and this is what I do, or kind of sneak in with some energy work and massage to get the temperature up or what have you. But, I've been doing this for 15 years. I'm just going to go in as a psychic. I'm just going to portray who I really am. And if they like me, they like me. If they don't, they can go look at something else.
Yeah. May I ask, why did you leave Boulder?
You know, it's really expensive to live out there. If you wanted to buy a home at any point, we're talking, you know, $500,000 up to $1 million. My husband and I do okay, and, you know, we're financially okay, but we're blue collar Midwest. So, like, we can't wrap our head around spending that kind of money on a home. So
I'm asking is because Boulder is so open to energy healing, and I have a friend that lives paranormal.
Yeah. You're right, Nina, for paranormal. Yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah, energy healing, anything like that, psychic, they're very, very open to that. You are going to come up against a little bit of a wall where you are living now.
Yeah.
People not quite as open. But you know what? You'll do well.
That's what my spirit guide said when I was, like, you know, checking in. My husband's like, is it liberal enough for you, honey? I mean, he's psychic too, but he doesn't work in the space. And he's like, is this going to work for you? And I asked my spirit guides, they're like, well, you've been in the light for so long. Why don't you go to where it's a little shade darker and see how bright you really shine? And I was like, mission accepted. So I moved to the south, and now I'm here lighten it up, hopefully.
No, I see that, and my guides are telling me the same thing. You will do well.
I appreciate you, and I probably will find myself out west again. My husband and I like the dry air. We're going to play ball here for a while, and we might head back out west because it is more our style, more open space, just literal open space, let alone how it feels out there, open.
Yeah. Well, good luck to you. You don't need it, but good luck to you. You will do well, Jenny.
I appreciate your time.
No
yes,
problem.
Yes, God bless you.
Bless
God
you.
God bless you. Thanks for calling. Yes, ma'am. Have a wonderful week.
You too.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you. Okay, let's do a couple more callers right quick. Area code 402, you're on the air with Linus and Miss Nina. Who's this?
Hi, this is Dawn.
Hi, Dawn.
Hi, Dawn. How are you?
Good. I'm doing great. And my question would be not for myself, but for a friend of mine. Is that okay?
First name of your friend?
Tamara.
Tamara?
Tamara. Okay.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I had a question about if you see anything with her physically or mentally, anything going on, because her husband had texted me and said that she wasn't making sense, and I tried to call her on the phone, and she went from one thing to another, and we're trying to maybe try to get her to go to the hospital and get a checkup. I know she's had a past history of some, like, depression, manic depression and whatnot, but I don't know if it's just do you ladies see anything?
Yeah, get her to the hospital, please.
Yes, as quick as you can.
Yeah,
and I don't, I'm remote here, so it's, he was going to come.
Well, talk her husband into taking her.
Yeah, well, he's like I said, he's trying to get her there. So, but the only things I heard for her was blood chemistry, serotonin, and then I heard something about B12. I don't know if you jibe with that at all, or if it's serious, if it's a physical thing, or if it's a mental thing, or
mental thing, and she needs to get to the hospital.
Okay. So they probably just put her on
meds. Before she does harm to herself. So that's why I'm telling you, please call her husband back and relay the importance of it, because if he doesn't, she's going to harm herself or someone else.
Okay. And that's all you see then is just that? Just go to the hospital. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, ladies. I appreciate it. Well, while you're on the phone, is it possible to ask you about anything for myself?
That's a second question. I'll tell you what. We've got another caller.
No.
Let me get back to you, and if we have room.
Yep.
Yeah.
No, it's okay. You go to your next caller. Thank you, ladies, so much for your time.
No problem.
Okay. You're most welcome. Thank you for calling. We wish your friend the very best. Okay. Area code 484, you're on the line with Lennis and Miss Nina. Who's this?
Hi, this is Tonette. Hi, Tonette.
Oh, my God. We haven't heard from you in years.
Oh,
it has been years.
Funny.
I'm just teasing since last year. How you doing, Tonette?
I'm doing good.
All right. God bless you. So what's
going on,
young lady?
Well, me and a friend, Desiree, had a falling out on April the 4th. And she has not talked to me since. And, of course, you know, she blocked me. I can't text her, can't call her, you know, the whole nine yards. So I wanted to know when you see her coming to her senses and, you know, talking this out or calling me on the phone or doing something.
I got a headache, Tonette, on the left-hand side as I was thinking about Desiree.
Yeah, me too.
I think you need to let her cool it for a while. You too. Just cool it for a little while. She'll get better, but right now she's strung out on her anger. So I would just, you know, cool it for a little while. If you desire, and this is just an option, you can write her a letter and tell her how you feel if you guys are close friends and had a misunderstanding. And then just, you know, write her a letter. Since she's not letting you get through by phone or mobile.
Do you have any reason why she's so mad, angry, whatever the heck her problem is?
You guys had a communication failure.
Yes.
You didn't understand each other, and I think it escalated from there. You know, there's a saying, two fools can't go down the same highway. Somebody got to have sense. So if you both are upset and you're both going back and forth, who is the common denominator? Nobody. Somebody has to be quiet and listen and say, okay, I understand how you feel.
Right.
Now this is how that I feel about it.
Well, she became a volcano, so I was trying to calm her down, but she just,
Okay. What are you picking up, Nina?
Well, I'm picking up she's going to take a while to cool down. And, send her that letter. It may help.
Yeah. At least it'll make you feel good. Write it out. So, send her a letter, but it's going to take a minute.
Okay, because it's been a month already, and I haven't heard from her, so I don't know what she's doing.
Okay.
She's next.
Well, huh?
Thank you for calling, Tonette.
Thank you.
It's always good to hear from you, young lady. Have a wonderful week, and be good.
All right.
Okay, last call for the night. Area code 914, you're going to close it out for us. What can we answer for you?
Hi. Hello.
Hi, who's this?
I got to just tell me your name, Lena.
Lena. Oh, yes. How are you, Miss Lena?
All right, fine. How are you? You remember me, huh?
Yes, ma'am.
I got a question. Maybe I ask him before I ask him again. I got an apartment to rent. I'm going to rent it soon.
Oh, boy.
Okay.
Say it again a little bit slower. I didn't quite understand.
Okay. I got an apartment to rent. I want to rent out.
You want to check out something?
She wants to rent something.
Right.
I
want to rent an apartment. A house. You got it?
No. What do you want to rent?
An apartment. Apartment.
Oh, you're renting an apartment.
Oh, apartment. Oh, okay.
Right.
She wants to rent an apartment, and you want to know if it's going to work out. So you've already applied to the apartment building?
I come in to somebody, but... And they say they don't like it. The rest is more. They don't get it. I want to know if they're going to rent it soon.
Yes, Lena. You are renting this apartment out. Okay. I see it in 10 days.
It's in days? 10,
yeah, 10 days from now.
That's a good. Thank
yeah.
you. Are
You're
you
welcome.
Consistent going to go in Italy in December?
Your accent so fits, my dear. It's really hard to understand you. Okay, say it again.
I say, you see, so I'm going to go in Italy in December.
Do I see somebody
oh,
going
by
to
December.
Italy?
Yeah.
Oh,
she's going to Italy by December. Okay, go ahead, Nina.
So I'm going to go there.
Going there. Yep, somebody's going there.
Me too?
Yeah.
Oh. Okay, thank you. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Thank you
Lena.
Very much. God bless you. Thank you.
God bless you too, Lena. Thank you for calling. Always nice to hear
thank
from you.
You.
Okay. All right. Well, we're at the end of the show, and we actually had a full show, Nina. We helped 10 people.
I
yeah,
know.
We actually full
I,
show.
I'm so pleased. Thank you all very much for calling in, and Heather for being in the chat room with me. Absolutely wonderful for our very first Monday evening psychic readings for us to have a full show and to have the queue busy all the time. That was absolutely wonderful. Thank you.
Yay. Yay. Go ahead.
Well, I'd just like to thank everybody for calling in tonight. And for those of you that are listening from overseas or wherever you are listening from, thank you for tuning in with us. And Heather, thank you for being in the chat room with me. Many blessings to all of you for this week. We will see and talk to you next Monday, same time, same station. Love you all.
Love you. Thank you, Nina.
You.
Great show, woman. Great show. And thank you, Heather.